With the High Court striking down DOMA, it allows for the first time thousands of federal benefits to same-sex married couples, but that opens up a kind of interesting issue here in the state where there's a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. We in Colorado have civil unions. How should the state's LGBT community be feeling after this morning's ruling?
Well, it's obviously a historic ruling for gay and lesbian couples all across the country, with our country's highest court making this decision. But yet, civil unions in the state of Colorado still fall short in providing gay and lesbian couples the full protections and the dignity that the government provides.
You say it's a big historic day. However, it still appears there's a long way to go in Colorado for full marriage equality for same-sex couples.
Yeah, we definitely have a journey ahead of us. I think that Coloradans are really ready for a conversation about the freedom to marry. You know, as we've seen over the last many years, the just changing support and changing attitudes on these issues, and we're really ready to have that conversation with them.
And break it down for Colorado. How will these decisions affect the state, and will it build momentum to repeal Colorado's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage?
Yeah, we're going to go to our community, our coalition partners and our supporters, and really have that conversation in the months ahead. You know, I think Coloradans know more than anyone in the country what it feels like to have our families and our community up for a vote. And so we really want to take this this next step very strategically and very thoughtfully.
What is One Colorado doing now that these decisions have come down?
Yeah. You know, what we know for sure is that civil unions still fall short in providing gay and lesbian couples all the protections and dignity of marriage. But also talking about, you know, if a gay couple is married in Iowa or New York or any of these other states, what does that mean for them in Colorado? Because literally the status of their relationship can change every time they get on a plane, on the commute to work, if they cross state lines. You know, their relationship and their family can literally change. And that patchwork of protections creates a huge burden on our families.
But today's ruling did kind of eliminate some of that, with now federal rights being allowed to same-sex couples, correct?
Yeah, federal rights to same-sex couples in states you can get married in. So it's still, there's still not protection for all gay and lesbian couples around the country.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Brad Clark, Executive Director of One Colorado. I spoke to him at his office in Denver. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.